to the news out of the Senate today, where Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has released the so-called CIA torture report. It concludes that the harsh interrogation tactics used on al-Qaeda suspects after 9/11 were ineffective, more brutal than thought, and that the CIA misled the White House and the public about them. On the floor of the Senate this morning, Feinstein called the CIA's action a stain on our values and our history.
The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain, but it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong and confident enough to learn from its mistakes.
The release has been criticized by many in Washington who say it will put American lives at risk. Embassies and military bases around the world are on heightened security. Joining us from Washington is Tom Bowman, who covers the Pentagon for NPR. And Tom, this summary is hundreds of pages long, lots of names of CIA officers blacked out. But what sticks out to you?
Well, what sticks out to me is the fact that the committee said that these harsh techniques that some would call torture were far more brutal than the CIA had told policymakers, both on the Hill and the White House. For example, they had sleep deprivation of detainees for up to 180 hours. In one case, they put a drill next to a guy's head with the implication they were going to use it on him. One detainee died from hypothermia. A lot of these detainees were naked, shackled. And, of course, we know about waterboarding. That was done repeatedly. And also detainees were hooded and dragged up and down corridors, slapped and punched. So, again, much more brutal than we had heard previously.
And there are going to be those, as there have been for many years, who argue that these tactics were effective. This report concludes they were not effective.
That's right. And the CIA points to 20 cases where they say, listen, these enhanced techniques, these what some would call torture, really led to successes. So the committee looked at the 20 cases and they said in every case, the CIA claims fell short. In some cases, they got nothing. Some cases, they got something. But before the CIA interrogated them using these techniques. But the CIA says that, listen, our review indicates that these interrogations of detainees did produce intelligence that helped thwart attack plans, captured terrorists, and also saved lives. So they still differ on this thing, even after the Senate report. They're still holding to the fact, they say, that these tactics worked.
We're already hearing from defenders here, including former Vice President Dick Cheney, who told the New York Times that the techniques were absolutely, totally justified. That's a quote. Or former President George W. Bush, who did an interview with CNN on Sunday. Let's listen.
We're fortunate to have men and women who work hard at the CIA serving on our behalf. These are patriots. And whatever the report says, if it diminishes their contributions to our country, it is way off base.
Tom, one of the other conclusions that we mentioned at the top is that the CIA misled the White House about what was going on. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's what the committee report says, that they didn't talk to the White House or Capitol Hill about what was going on. And in one case, they said there was supposed to be a White House briefing on these techniques and on these black sites where the CIA would keep detainees, and that White House briefing was canceled for some reason. And they also said that once they did brief President Bush on what they were doing, that he seemed very uncomfortable with what he was being told. And I think the other thing, Jeremy, that's really interesting about this is these techniques were not just made up by the CIA over the past several years. These go back decades, and some of them were used during the Cold War by repressive regimes. And what's interesting here is the CIA itself looked at these techniques way back in 1989, and they concluded in a report to Congress that, listen, they're not effective because they will lead people to just give false information or false leads. And the Senate report says that's precisely what happened in this case when these techniques were used. They were sent down rabbit holes looking for terrorists. They were sent down other directions with false information. It actually hurt the effort. And what the report also says is you don't have to use these techniques. You can use other methods. You can use signals intelligence. You intercept phone calls. You work with allies and what information they have. And the CIA was asked about that, and they basically said, listen, we'll never know the answer to that question.
Tom, as we talked about, there has been concern that this is going to put American lives around the world at risk. Embassies and military bases are on a heightened alert because of the release of this report. Talk about some of the reaction that's coming in from around the world already, or what people are afraid of here.
Well, of course, they're afraid of terrorist attacks on U.S. military facilities. You look at Afghanistan or anywhere around the world, and as well as embassies. So what's been happening is they've increased security at military facilities all around the world and at embassies, and they're worried that the release of this report could lead to attacks on those American facilities. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who released this report today, was asked about that, and she said, listen, there's really no good time to release a report like this, and what's important is that in an open society, you have to reveal what happened.
Tom Bowman, who covers the Pentagon for NPR. And by the way, one of the other things Dianne Feinstein said as this report was being released was that she's going to lose her chairmanship when the new Congress comes in, and it's possible that this report wouldn't have been released with a new Republican Congress. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.